Nedarim, Perek Dalad, Mishnah Ches, 4:8, the last of the Perek, and the last of these situations in which you have Shimon being restricted by force of a neder, getting benefit from Reuven. And again, like in the previous Mishnah, Shimon finds himself in trouble. So the case is, for the first part of the Mishnah, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi are going on a long trip together. On the road, Shimon runs out of food. That's a problem, of course. Now, Reuven doesn't want his fellow Jew to die, even if they have a neder that's restricting Hana. Maybe even, you know, Reuven made that neder because he can't stand Shimon, but does want Shimon to die, let's say, or even die to go very, very hungry and suffer. So what can he do? So the basic point of our Mishnah here is that Reuven is able to give a gift to Levi, who presumably doesn't have extra food of his own to give Shimon. And then, since it now becomes Levi's food, Levi's resource, Levi's asset, so now if that goes to Shimon, that's not Reuven's himself or his assets, his property, benefiting Shimon, it's rather Levi's stuff. So that will become mutter. The Rambam, unfortunately, we learn this is only permitted because of the extenuating circumstances. Otherwise, we'd never let this kind of thing be done because, of course, people might not really be giving a gift. Reuven might not be giving a gift to Levi for real. Like, you know, if Levi ate the food, would Reuven be horrified and object? He can't if he's giving it as a gift. But if he would, that would mean that he never intended to really give it to Levi. He's really just using Levi as a conduit, in which case Levi's stuff is not given to, excuse me, Reuven's stuff is not given to Levi, and therefore it's Reuven's stuff that's going to Shimon, which is a violation of the nether. But we're kind of, you know, allowing this charade to happen because it's legally, letter of the law, okay, and the alternative is that Shimon's going to be suffering greatly. So therefore, the Mishnah says, Hayu mahalchen b'derech, if they are walking on the way, and an amazing thing about this Mishnah, and which is kind of consistent with most of the Mishnahs in this parak, you actually have a bunch of pronouns and no names, so the story is only dependent upon the explanation I'm giving you, based on the Gemara, etc., but you won't see anything exactly who's doing what inside, explicitly. Hayu mahalchen b'derech, you have these three guys walking on the road. Ve'ein lama yochal, and one of them, namely Shimon, the one who is restricted by neder, hasn't got what to eat. Nosen la'acher, so then Reuven, the one who's not allowed to benefit Shimon directly because the neder, can give to the third guy, meaning Levi, l'shum matana, saying this is now a gift to you, Levi. Now Levi has something which is not like Reuven's, and therefore that would be allowed to go to Shimon. And v'hala, that third guy, Levi, mutarba, excuse me, hala, the second guy, Shimon, is now mutarba, he's permitted to eat that food because it's Levi's food, not Reuven's food. What do you do if v'im ein imahem acher? What if it's just Reuven and Shimon, the two of them alone going on a long trip, and Shimon's restricted from getting benefit from Reuven, and now Shimon has no food to eat? That's bad news, of course. So then, maniach al hasela, in such an extenuating circumstance, we can really push the envelope all the way and allow Reuven to put his loaf of bread on a rock, or all together on a fence, va'omer, and he says, Reuven says, harei hen mufkarim l'chol mi shiachpots. This loaf of bread is now totally ownerless. Whoever wants to help himself can help himself. So he's not giving it to Shimon. He's just being mafker, just abandoning it. And then, v'hala notel v'ochel, then Shimon can then take this ownerless bread and eat it. Again, certainly we are, you know, violating the spirit of the neder, if you will, but still technically it's not Reuven's when Shimon gets benefit, so it's going to be okay, letter of the law, and we're pushing that envelope, pushed because of the situation. Nevertheless, Rabbi Yossi Osa. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you can't do that. Why can't you do it? Because Rabbi Yossi is afraid that, again, he's saying he's being mafkrit, maybe he's just saying I'm being mafkrit so that Shimon can have it. And that is not considered a hefker at all. That's not considered to be a rendering ownerless and a renunciation of ownership. In which case, the loaf of bread really is not ownerless, and therefore when Shimon comes and takes it, it's really Reuven's, and that would be a violation of the neder. And since we're afraid that could happen, Rabbi Yossi says this charade of being mafkir, the food, is not acceptable. However, the halacha is like the Tanakama, that indeed, in such a horrible situation where Shimon can't get benefit because of the neder and Shimon has nothing to eat, Reuven could abandon some of his property, making hefker, so that Shimon can get something.